How do you feel after a tough defeat like this, but heading into a two-week break?
Very disappointed. I think, okay, they scored 3 goals, but still I think we played, let's say, 60, 70 minutes. We dominated the game very well, but, you know, it's at the end, it's nothing.
Juha, it seems for the opponent sometimes that the equation is easy. They leave you the ball and you guys don't seem to do much with it, and then they hurt you on the counter and in transition. Do you think you lost a bit of respect from your opponents in the league?
No, not at all. But I mean, the goals they scored, like the free kick goal was a little bit unlucky through the wall. You know, set piece goal again wasn't a good one. And the one, like, losing the header, they got the ball behind the line. It was like all the goals were, like, not so good goals against us. But, you know, it's we respect every opponent. We do our best to win games, and it wasn't good enough today.
Wilmer, in his press conference, talked a lot about tired players. Do you feel like he has a point there?
Oh, you know, it's third game in 7-8 days. You know, it is a lot, but, you know, I think it's something we can, like, go behind the tiredness. You know, we're still, like, sport athletes, and we have to able to perform every time. And, you know, wasn't good enough.
When you guys are conceding on set pieces at this point, like, what's going through your mind when you see this happen at this point?
No, I mean, it's frustration. I don't know how many set piece goals we have received this year, but it's way too much. We have been working on it, and I think it's getting better. But still, you know, like, we're very vulnerable there.
You mentioned the unlucky bounces. Dan talked about them as well. Did it feel like it was more a question of that than being outplayed tonight?
No, I mean, the set piece goal wasn't like the corner wasn't unlucky. You know, we didn't mark the guys for second balls. I mean, the free kick goal, the ball should never go through the wall. It did bounce perfectly for Kamara. Was a little bit unlucky, but at the end, they were very efficient on their chances, and we were not.
The last 2 weeks have been a mix of ups and downs with a lot of movement in the team, with some wins, some defeats, and then a win earlier this week and a defeat tonight. Are the 2 weeks off what the impact means to recover, to get together, and maybe start the end of the season in a new mentality?
No, I think so. We especially with the new coach, we haven't had so many times to practice, you know, a lot of games, so it's more like preparing and recovering from the games. Now it's good for the guys who stay here, me including some of the guys we travel with the national team, so it's something we have to focus on other things. But, you know, it's we have 2 weeks time to figure out how to beat Cincinnati.
From the outside looking in, it looks really difficult, a really almost impossible task that you guys have here with 4 games left. How does it feel for you guys? Does it feel like an impossible task?
No, I mean, it's when it is no chance, then it's impossible. You know, like, we're not happy with this result. We knew it was very tough. No, DC is very far from us, but still 4 games to go. And, you know, if we win them all, anything can happen, but everything is not in our hands, but we do what we can.
Thanks, Hugo.